After the war council meeting broke up, Captain Ulrich Dahlgren, a dashing young cavalry officer whose father was a top Navy admiral, rode into Meade's headquarters camp with intelligence that backed up Babcock's report. Dahlgren had been leading a scouting party, which included Sharp's agent Milton Klein, in the enemy's rear in the Cumberland Valley, 30 miles west. They had captured in the town square of Greencastle, Pennsylvania, near the border, 22 Confederate soldiers, one of whom had a saddle valise with dispatches for Lee from Jefferson Davis and his adjutant general Samuel Cooper. The letters, which Davis had foolishly neglected to put in code, informed Lee that rebel armies in other theaters were hard-pressed and Richmond had barely enough troops for its protection, so no reinforcements were available for the Pennsylvania campaign. Lee would have to continue fighting with the men he had there. Dahlgren was promoted to colonel as reward for his find. Lee did not pick up hints that the enemy knew he would receive no reinforcements until a week later, when he read northern newspaper accounts of Dahlgren intercepting the dispatches. July 3rd. The day began bright and clear. Looking haggard from no sleep and little food, Meade rode along the Union line from Culp's Hill to Little Round Top with Sharp and other aides in tow, ensuring that his flanks were secure and his center along Cemetery Ridge was reinforced for what he expected to be the brunt of the rebel attack if Lee made one. Meade had quick and nervous movements, likely symptoms of extreme fatigue. But he read the Southern commander's mind well. Lee was stubbornly undaunted by the federal defense wall his northern campaign had run into the day before. He stuck to his plan and ordered Ewell to charge his corps up Culp's Hill on the Union right and Longstreet to launch a frontal attack on the Union center at Cemetery Ridge. Ewell and Longstreet thought straight-ahead assaults were insane, but Lee would not be talked out of them. Sharp and his spies also believed the Confederates would attack the Union center. That day's battle would be grisly, they thought.